We talk boys tennis here. They are off to a great start, and yesterday they continued their great run at the Larned Invitational, coming off a big high there at the Garden City Invitational, winning that tournament there and winning at Larned yesterday. And the number one singles player from yesterday, who had a pretty good day at Larned, Avery Knoll. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, go through yesterday and kind of go through this last week. You've been challenged, and you've been right there to kind of meet up with the challenge.
Yeah, the Garden City meet that we just went to, that was a pretty challenging one. The two really good players there and another really solid kid. And then yesterday we went to Larned, played Larned, Goodland, and Colby, and that was fun to play them.
All right, and yeah, you ended up coming out first place, and I'm assuming it was windy because every day anymore is windy, but how have you been able to fight through the wind all year here as you work through this season?
I've been lucky enough. Coach hasn't made me go to the ones that have been blowing 40, 50 mile an hour. I've only had to go to the ones that have blown 20, so it's not too bad.
But so when you go, it's calmer winds.
Yeah.
Okay. Or remember that. But no, you know, this is, of course, your second year of varsity, second year playing that number one singles position. What are some things you've learned maybe along the way here this year that you've been able to build upon?
Definitely more strategy and more consistency along the way.
All right. And tomorrow you go to Hoisington Invitational. That's going to be a great bend. And kind of what are you expecting maybe competition-wise there?
There's a couple guys I haven't played yet. There might be a different Mead kid that I haven't played. But it'll be a challenge to come out with the win on that one.
It's kind of nice to see that. Keep that fresh in your memory. You're just a little over a week out of regional tennis.
Yep.
All right.
That's it. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, I know you're a week out here, but have you faced quite a few of the players that are going to be in your regional?
Yep, I've played just about all of them except for the Mead kid tomorrow, okay, if he plays.
All right, well, hopefully you get that opportunity to see him tomorrow. And great season so far for you. Congratulations on the great start and the win yesterday. Good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, it is Avery Knoll there, sophomore, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and another sophomore joining us here, and it's going to be Dante Franco. He's playing doubles here, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yesterday, you had a pretty good day as well. You were at number two doubles and ended up winning that as well. Kind of go through that day there yesterday.
Well, our first game, you know, we just came out strong. Our serves were good, just putting the ball in the right places and just came out with the win.
All right, and you've been playing primarily doubles all year. Have you had any singles tournaments that you played singles?
Oh, yeah, it was my first meet of the season. It was JV meet at Phillipsburg. Went 4-0 that meet.
Okay, so, yeah. So, but you probably are feeling more comfortable at doubles, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm starting to like doubles.
All right, well, I mean, you only have to cover maybe a good half the court, right?
Yeah, less running.
So. Less running, there you go. More energy, less running.
Yeah.
All right. But what are some things that have really worked for you here this year? You've been kind of up and down varsity and JV and up to varsity there. What are some things that you've done that have been really successful this year?
Well, at the beginning of the season, you know, I didn't have, you know, that really good of a serve. And then my buddy Sage, you know, he taught me how to do this one serve, you know, and I was pretty, you know, starting to get the hang of it. So, yeah, that's probably one of the things. Another thing is probably my forehand. You know, been working on that a little bit. It's not there yet, but you know, it's getting there.
Yeah.
Pretty good, you know.
And you don't talk to the backhand, do you?
No, okay, that's my worst enemy.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. As you kind of go through this next week here and get ready for regionals next week, what are you looking to accomplish here?
Looking to, you know, just go 2-0 the first day and make the second day, go to state.
All right. Hopefully that works out for you here. And congratulations on a good year so far. And good luck to you coming up here in these upcoming meets here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, Dante Franco, sophomore, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we talk with Coach Corbin Jansen here. Scott City's just on a roll here this year in tennis. And they will take their talents there to Great Bend tomorrow, the Hoisington Invitational. And, you know, kind of going back to last Saturday, what a start off for this last stretch of the season for you guys. Winning the Garden City meet, that's, you know, you're playing, of course, with Mead there and Colby there, some of those teams that 3-2, 1-A, but you're also up against 5-A's and 6-A's. You didn't have a first-place finish as in any of the singles or doubles, But you win the tournament there. That had to be pretty exciting and a big confidence booster ahead for your program.
Yeah, at the very least, everyone held their own. I think everybody walked away going, man, I wish I would have won another match that they lost, and they all had a close loss. But, you know, everyone held their own and didn't finish in the bottom half of the bracket. And to walk away with first over all those WAC teams and over Meade is a quite the accomplishment for those guys.
Absolutely there. And yesterday you were kind of able to parlay that as well there in a five-team tournament there with, of course, with Colby and Goodland they mentioned there. And you, of course, had Larned in there and I believe Ellsworth in the mix there. But yep. You were able to win that Meade as well. And what did you see from your team there yesterday?
Yeah. You know, Avery handled – he didn't drop a single game yesterday. He went 24-0 on the day as far as game count went, and he was kind of getting bored by the end. I said, you got to find a way to challenge yourself here. Your opponent's level of play isn't their fault or isn't your fault, so find something to challenge yourself with here. Try some new things, and he did and handled business. Our doubles team really – our number one doubles team especially really came out a little slow, and then handled business against a Larned team that we could see at regionals and hadn't seen up to this point. And saw one of the better teams in state in Ellsworth as far as a doubles duo. And, you know, we lost 3-8 there, but played them a lot tougher than we did early in the season.
I mean, you got to look at that as progress as well. And then you have Brody Strine there who wins the number two singles.
Yeah, he's really come along this year. Both number twos, you know, they both went got first place yesterday. Mm-hmm. Brody came out the gate against some guys that even played one singles last year, and for a freshman to come out and win his final meet of the year at varsity is great. Dante and Ben came out and played against a couple guys from Colby that they've lost to twice this year, and they had in their mind that they weren't going to let that one slip away, even starting out down 1-4, and they came back and handled business at the end.
What does it say about this group here? They just keep fighting and making the success is breeding success there on the practice courts there every day.
Yeah, we had a big challenge today to find our official regional team, the top six, and it came down to a 6-4 finish, and it was back and forth the whole time. Everyone's making each other better every single day, and just to have that pressure of, hey, if you're not going to handle business, someone else is. And, yeah, we've definitely benefited from some depth this year.
Well, coming up tomorrow, you go to Great Bend. It's a Hoisington Invitational. That's a big one. Final go around, maybe get some seed opportunities there before you have another seed opportunity on Monday with league at home, and then regionals. It's weird that it's next Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, a little change. I think that was to compliment forensics. Okay. State forensics is the following Saturday. So, yeah, tomorrow's big eight-team tournament and. A couple teams we haven't seen up to this point, especially Meade's a big one. We haven't seen their true top six. Kind of they mix things up down in Garden City. So that'll be a huge one for us. And then Hoisington's got some doubles teams that we haven't seen yet, and that'll be a big one. So, you know, in the next 8 days, we'll know exactly where we're at as far as that top six goes.
All right. Well, congratulations on a great run so far. It's been fun to see you guys. Looking forward to seeing you at home next Monday and Thursday and Friday. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here. Thanks again, as always, and good luck to you guys coming up.
Thank you.